The Atlantic hurricane season begins tomorrow, and the first hurricane of the Pacific season, which began May 15th, may be forming right now. Tropical Storm Barbara swirling off the southwestern coast of Mexico, and forecasters say it could strengthen into a hurricane over the next several days. So the question is FEMA ready for the worst?
Well, let's find out. We're going to find out from FEMA Administrator David Paulison, who joins us live here on WTOP Radio this morning. David, good morning. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
So are you ready? And if you say you are, why should we believe you?
We are ready. We've been working for the last couple of years to make sure we put this organization back on track and take those very awful lessons learned we learned during Katrina, fixing those and putting things in place to make sure that we have an agency that this country expects we should have.
You know, it feels like we're still getting stories, though, about Katrina survivors who haven't been squared away yet, are still living in FEMA trailers, things like that.
Well, we have almost 80,000 families still in travel trailers, mobile homes across the Gulf Coast. So, there are a lot of people who have not gotten back on their feet yet. That's not FEMA's responsibility. Our job is to give them a safe place to stay, which we've done. Most of those travel trailers, though, are actually in people's driveways while they're rebuilding their homes. So that's a good thing. So that 80% has a plan in place. And now what we have to do is work with the other 20% and make sure that we can find some way to get them back on their feet, to get them back on track, get them back into the mainstream of society.
Mm-hmm. Now, last year wasn't as bad a hurricane season as obviously the previous year had been with Katrina and Rita. But it was forecast to be bad, and we were just lucky it wasn't. It's forecast again to be fairly bad this year. Are the resources that you need to ensure that you can get your job done being made available to you?
Oh, they have. We have stored supplies all across the southeast United States and up the Atlantic coast, making sure we have those commodities in place that we're going to have to respond if we do get a storm in. Now, obviously, the most vulnerable area right now is the Gulf Coast. They still have a lot of infrastructure issues. They have not been built back, so we've been kind of focusing on that. But we haven't ignored the rest of the country. We've been doing a gap analysis of all the states from Maine all the way to Texas to make sure we know what those vulnerabilities are, where those gaps are, so we can tailor our response to each state and not using a one-size-fits-all type of thing.
When you work with local first responders, firefighters, fire chiefs, does your own experience as a firefighter and a paramedic and a fire chief give you kind of a street cred, for lack of a better term, with them?
Oh, absolutely. I spent 30 years out there. I was the president of the International Fire Chiefs. I got a lot of visibility out there. I've handled a lot of hurricanes, and I think that type of experience gives credibility to this position, mm-hmm. to go out and talk to people. They know you've been there and done that.
Mm-hmm. I wonder about the people who work for FEMA, the really dedicated employees, who sort of felt like, you know, hey, maybe the agency made some mistakes from the top down, but give us a break. We did the best we could. Is morale okay?
Morale was really down, and I'll use the phrase, in the toilet when I took over. They were getting beat up. They were understaffed, too much work, not enough people to go around, an overwhelming event. I mean, Katrina was, for any agency, would have overwhelmed it. But the morale is coming back up. We're now up over 90% hiring of our authorized strength. We're making sure that our employees have the tools to do the job. So I do see a morale coming back up. People are trying to get into the system. We did a job fair here just a few months ago, and we had 40 positions open. We had 600 people show up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is it a plus or a minus that you're under the umbrella of Homeland Security now?
I think it's a plus for us because we have so many resources right at our fingertips. We've got the Coast Guard, we've got the Border Patrol, we've got ICE, we've got all these other agencies out there that I meet with every week. And so I'm on a first-name basis with them. We've got a great relationship. Mm-hmm. So all I have to do is pick up the phone and call and say, look, I need some help, and I get it right away.
You're concerned about the status of the National Guard and what implications it might have on your agency?
Well, there's no question about that. We have a lot of troops overseas. We're in the middle of a war. But talking with the National Guard and our system that we have, what we call our Emergency Management Assistance Compact, which all 50 states are a member of, we can move either National Guard resources or we can move any other resource from state to state if we have a problem. So I'm not really concerned about it, to tell you the truth.
Well, of course, we all hope your agency just isn't tested very much this coming hurricane season. But if it turns out that it's a tough season, I hope things go well.
Thank you, sir. We'd like another one like last year.
Yes. Listen, no one tells you you're doing a heck of a job, do they?
No, I hope not.
That's the kiss of death, I guess, in that job. Hey, thanks so much, and good luck this season.
Thank you, guys.
That's FEMA Administrator David Paulison with us in WTOP.